Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into this edition of The Digital Vibe at www.thedigitalvibe.com. This is Annette. I hope everybody out there is doing very well. I certainly am. I just want to have some interesting fun with you guys and some practical fun, some interesting fun. If you are social media aware, that's great. You know, that's a wonderful thing. But there are pros and cons for you business owners out there. There are pros and cons of social media use. And a lot of things, you know, there's been a lot of stories lately about the pros and really the cons of social media use. And a lot of people are using social media in positive ways and in negative ways. So, as a matter of fact, before I get into this podcast, I'd like to mention a couple of things before I start. And of course, thank you for taking the time to listen in to The Digital Vibe. And take a visit at my websites. I added a new brand, by the way. I have a new baby. Yes. I added to my BSN brand, which is brandshoppingnetwork.com. I added to the brand and not only books and gifts, but I also added collectibles at bsncollectibles.com. bsncollectibles.com. And there you will find vintage sports cards, software, books, other things that are hard to find, hard to get. So that is another extension of the BSN brand, and I'm glad I can present that one to you, but that is part of the brand. We're growing. We've been growing. You know, everything is going so great, so well. So check it out at bsncollectibles.com and shop some really vintage stuff, some cool stuff. Let's see, what else did I want to mention? If you haven't taken a look at my blogs at www.brandshoppingnetwork.net, as well as www.annettthomasenterprise.com, what are you waiting for? Really, what are you waiting for? Get on over there and check out some of the greatest set of information that I can put out there, and some news stories about on health and wellness and different things from different global brands. So I hope you enjoy that. That's put together all there on bsn.net as well as annettthomasenterprise.com. So I'm back doing this thing again, right? We meet again. We meet again and again and again. I hope you listened to my last podcast on being socially aware. In this world where so many social things are going on, we need to be aware and make a voice heard out there and everything like that. So, if you aren't aware socially, then you aren't awake. You're asleep. You're living a lackluster life that, you know, that's just out of it. You're really, really out of it if you don't know what's going on, if you're not socially aware. You need to be. You need to be. You need to know a lot of things, and especially a lot of things that affect your life, impact your world, your life, and lives of other people that you know. So be socially aware. Now, this podcast, this episode, I'll be talking about social media pros and cons, because there are pros and cons to using social media. Social media, you know, I've seen it used in good ways and bad ways. I've seen bad results from what people have done, and good results. Do you remember the days when everybody used to, when Twitter first started, and everybody was, oh yeah, all the celebrities were saying, hey, this is where I'm at. Oh, I'm going to this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You remember those days? Okay. That was one of the cons of social media, because that actually turned out to be very harmful, because people were aware of where you were when you were doing that. And who really wanted to hear what everybody was doing every hour of the day? You know, that, you know, I didn't really want to hear about, okay, after a while, okay, really, I'm hearing everything you're doing every hour of the day. You know, I'm too busy. I got other things to do. I don't want to really hear that all the time. So that's when social media really was getting ridiculous and out of hand. It was really ridiculousness going on. But still, there are these things that, you know, I've only used social media for really brand awareness. That's what I use social media for, brand awareness. And I sometimes put my social awareness out there, which I do, because this podcast goes to my social media websites. So it's out there to be listened to and heard out there on social media. So there's a lot of things going on with social media, but people are defining their lives by the very use of social media. And that's not a bad thing, but it's not a good thing also. So everybody's defining their lives by how many social media people likes and dislikes, loves and unloves and stuff like that. So they're defining, it's become a defining point for who we are in this world. And we measure our lives by social media likes. So if somebody doesn't really like us and we don't get a lot of visits, oh, we define our lives that way. People are getting depressed. Young people are going through social changes in a bad way because of social media. It's not a healthy outlet. It's not a healthy outlet. So here's some of the notable pros and cons regarding social media use. Messaging on social media sites can lead to face-to-face interactions. When you use especially Facebook Messenger, you can start a conversation and then you could end up meeting or whatever, seeing face-to-face interactions. That's one of the good things about social media. Number two, social media increases voter participation. It does. I've seen it. Social media helps reduce loneliness of senior citizens who are socially isolated. Yep. And a lot of people find themselves using social media because when they have nothing else to do and they're lonely, they get on in social media and they interact with people. And they measure they you know it stays with them for a while because they start to meet people and they start to engage with people and it becomes their life. And to me, that's a pro, but that's also a con. Number four, social media allows for quick diffusion of public health and safety information. That is true. A lot of the news on social media, you can get there fast and quick, different social events, and not just social media sites, but other news sites as well. It allows for you to get quick information that you need that may affect your life. Number five, the U.S. military and the Department of Veterans Affairs use social media to help prevent suicide. Okay, I can go along with that one. Number six, social media can help disarm social stigmas like anxiety or depression. I agree with that, and I disagree with that. Because social media has, again, it allows you to become more open with people, but at the same time, the more open you are, some people who bully and say harmful things to people, it's a negative. So I would have to say that's a pro and a con on that one. Crowdsourcing on social media allows people to attain their goals. I agree with that. Because you can use, again, that's where social media is used as a business tool. And when you use social media as a business tool for crowdsourcing and crowdfunding and letting people know about your products and your brand and things like that, then yes, it is a good thing. It's an asset. Number eight, social media provides academic research. Yes, it does. It allows people to find information that you probably wouldn't otherwise find on the internet. Number nine, social media sites can help improve overall well-being by providing users with a large social group, creating a contagion effect. And you know what a contagion effect is? It's a contagion, right? So that means it's like a viral effect. That's what social media does. It's a viral. It's used for viral communication. So you can put something out there in social media and everybody gets wind of it. It goes viral. Ah, oh, boy, it sweeps it up. It's contagious, whether it's good or bad, too. So if somebody's putting something out there that's bad, that's negative, it's going to go viral. It's going to go viral. It's the same thing. Number 10, professional networking sites like LinkedIn greatly assist companies to find personnel and people who are seeking jobs. See, again, that's where social media is a great platform because it helps people to find jobs or help people to interact with each other in a professional manner. But it's used as a tool where you can't meet somebody face to face, you can meet them over social media and you interact with them. Now, since you heard the top 10 of the social media pros, how about some cons? Number one, social media posts cannot be entirely deleted. If you've ever put a social media tweet or a Facebook something out there, anything, it doesn't matter. You do not have the ability to entirely delete it. I can tell you where that you can delete it. Let's say, for example, you have a WordPress site or a blogger site and you put something out there and people are commenting on your post. You can delete those through the back end. So you can, in some scenarios, some social media posts can be deleted, some cannot. Number two, social media can endanger our military journalists and activists. That is correct. But how about just let me adding human beings to that list? Because social media can really, if we're putting something out there and we're putting ourselves out there, there was a young guy. It was really cool to see him. And he was being bullied on social media. How many people have been bullied on social media? So many people have. For no reason, but just putting themselves out there. And then somebody puts out, and somebody sees that, and they go on the bully round. They go trolling, and they go attacking. Sounds like the U.S. president, doesn't it? And they do all that for what reason? No reason, just to find something to do. So it's not only it endangers military journalists and activists, but how about just plain old human beings who happen to be using it to talk about what they want to talk about? Number three, social media use is associated with personality and brain disorders. I believe that. I have seen people withdraw from social media. It's like a drug. They become addicted. And once you become addicted to something and you can't get enough of it and you're constantly doing it all the time and you're not doing anything else, I can understand that it's used for social engagement. But if that's all there is to your life, you got to be careful with that. Because many people have spent, there's been marriages that have broken up because of social media. Relationships. Some, like I said, there are the pros and the cons. You have to visit the cons as well. You know, people use social media, but a lot of times, you know, it's an addictive thing where you're constantly on it. You can't get enough of it. It's a drug. Number four, students who are heavily social media users tend to have lower grades. Yes. I've heard that being said, because a lot of students who are going on social media these days are depressed. They're very depressed. So their grades go down. Number five, social media can exacerbate feelings of disconnect and put children at higher risk for anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, eating disorders, and even suicide. Yes, that is true. Because it puts children, because when you go on social media and you're a young person on social media and you put yourself out there and you say that you're dealing with this as a young person, you put yourself out there and then somebody comes around and sees that and they have nothing but negative to say, that puts that person at risk for more depression, more anxiety, suicidal talks to themselves and all that kind of stuff. So it's a dangerous thing. That's why social media is a con. Instead of interacting with the person that you have problems with, if you're, you know, whatever relationships, what, you know, whatever it is, deal with the person one-on-one. Don't use social media. Social media is not the medium you want to use. It is better because this way, face-to-face, open communication is the healthiest way. Number six, criminals can use social media. Yes. Remember Kim Kardashian? Okay. Need I say more? Number seven, social media can be a drain on time and use up hours that you can't get back. Yes. Again, as I alluded to earlier, social media, lots of time. People waste on social media while you could be doing, instead of spending so much time on social media. You could be doing so many things. Advertising practices, number eight, of social media sites may create invasion of privacy. Yes. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, need I say more? Number nine, social media facilitates sexting, which can lead to revenge porn, criminal charges, and proliferation of personal images. Yes. Yes. It facilitates sexting, and it leads to revenge porn, criminal charges. People, you just don't know. You don't realize one of the greatest tools that we have as human beings in this social awareness, in this age that we live in, is also one of the greatest weapons. Number 10, social media can cause personality and brain disorders, ADHD, and self-centered personalities, particularly in youth. Well, let me add to that the President of the United States. I mean that seriously. I'm not joking with that. I'm not kidding. But it does do that. Social media can cause personality and brain disorders, because the more that you stay on social media, it makes it all about, this is, you know, it's that thing. It makes you such a self-centered, narcissistic person. It really does, because you're measuring your life by social media stuff. And if, you know, you're putting yourself, it's like a competition thing. I'm going to see, oh, I'm going to beat that person. Oh, I'm going to see how many likes or dislikes I can, or likes or whatever I can get. I can better that person. I can better. And it's almost you're trying to defeat somebody else. It's like, oh, you know, you think you're better than. And that's what it's, that's what it does. It's not really, that's why, like I tell you, I use social media to promote things that are positive, that are going to make a beneficial difference in people's lives. But it's like, oh, can I one-up you on social media? I'm better than you on social media. Hey, I got these many people. Oh, and it really is narcissistic, because like I said, Kim Kardashian, that was a perfect example. She used it to talk about, oh, she had a $10 million ring. She walked around with it. Everybody saw it. Even the killers saw it. Even the, not the killers, but the crime people, you know, saw that. She could have been raped. She could have been maimed. She could have been dead. That's the danger. People are being killed on social media, though, as a result of it. So it brings this narcissistic thing where people start to put stuff out there. They think they can push people around, bully people around, curse people, you know, do all these kind of things. But that's the whole thing about social media. It leaves such a door open for all these types of things to come through. And it really does, and it has. And it continues to do so. So my advice, if you want it, use social media professionally. You won't have any issues. Use it professionally to promote your business, to promote your brands, to promote your products, to promote things that are positive. Be socially responsible. That's all. Be socially responsible. Be aware. Okay? Be socially aware of what you're doing on social media. So, that's it. The pros and cons of social media. And use it wisely. I thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast on the social media trend, right? So, but really, it is something to consider and reconsider. So thank you for listening to this episode of The Digital Vibe. Tune in next time. I'll be doing some brand talking, some new things that are going on for BrandShoppingNetwork.com. And in the meantime, take a visit. We have a lot of things going on. And right now is a time for back to school time as well as for the holidays. So do check it out at www.BrandShoppingNetwork.com. Visit the blogs. Visit my blogs at www.BrandShoppingNetwork.net, as well as AnnetteThomasEnterprise.com. And also, my new added baby, BSN Collectibles at BSNCollectibles.com. See ya.